Doctors that can't say no. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. How many times have we tried to explain why healthcare costs so much more in America than any place else? We blame the insurance companies, big pharma, hospitals, the government. But a piece by David Friedman in The Atlantic reveals another reason I hadn't considered. Terrible patients. For example, we've all heard how efficient the French healthcare system is, right? But the article argues it's because French patients actually do what their doctors say, and that when they get a terminal disease, they don't demand heroic treatments to buy more time in a nursing home. Whereas Americans ignore doctors' orders, don't take their pills, don't exercise, demand operations they don't need, and when they get a terminal disease, will pay any price to live another month. It's very possible that if the French behave like that, their system would be just as expensive as ours. So what to do? Well, we could pass laws that forbid doctors from performing unnecessary surgery just because a patient wants it. That's what those heartbeat bills in the red states are about. Just extend that to all procedures. But I don't think even the red states would go that far, which means our only option is for more Americans to emigrate to Europe, get citizenship, and spread our lousy healthcare habits. I know it won't do much to reform healthcare here, but at least Europeans won't be able to act so smug about it anymore. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.